My friend and colleague, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State and former member of the editorial board at the Wall Street Journal, based in Hong Kong before the city fell into disunion. Right now, we're dealing with the mainland, Xi Jinping. The man is dead, Li Keqiang, the rival to Xi Jinping in the handover from Hu Jintao to the Xi era that we're now in. Li Keqiang is gone. He died of a heart attack, we're told. At the same time, the Chinese economy is sinking. Manufacturing number now shows contraction. The housing market is collapsed. And Xi Jinping evidences no understanding of what needs to be done. Foreign investment not only dried up, I believe the word is to get out as fast as you can with all the property you have. Mary, the Chinese economy is off kilter and it's not going to be corrected anytime soon if I read these headlines correctly. What does this mean to the security of our friends in Asia, especially Taiwan and the Philippines?
Well, I think the West has been under the mistaken assumption that Beijing prioritizes economic growth and wants better relationships and more sustainable trade with the West. And that's just absolutely wrong. It's not what Xi Jinping says that he wants. And it's certainly not what his actions are indicating. What he wants to do is to consolidate the Chinese Communist Party's power over every major actor within China proper. And to then extend that power and influence to his near abroad and eventually to us. And so by consolidating control over Chinese corporations and business leaders, disappearing some of the most important ones, as well as financial executives, he has very predictably sunk the Chinese economy into a deeper rut. And you cited the Purchasing Managers Index, which is now contracting. You have a lot of trouble in the property market. Most importantly, I think you're going to see a lot of focus on local government debt, which ballooned during the three-year lockdown as governments borrowed to keep their cities afloat and to provide basic services to the Chinese people. The IMF has predicted recently that municipal debt in China is about as big as central and local government borrowing combined. So, you know, he has many problems. And whether or not that changes his behavior toward China's neighbors, there's no sign of that. It seems like he's plowing ahead with his plan. Just in these last days, you saw two People's Liberation Army generals come out and say that the PLA will, quote, show no mercy in dealing with attempts for Taiwan to assert independence. These quotes are alarming. They have been backed up by the military buildup that Xi's regime has engaged in. So it's a very, very tumultuous time. And there is no small chance here, John, that because of the economic distress at home that China is going through, precipitated by Xi's actions, that Xi may want to distract the public and embark on some kind of significant adventurism abroad, vis-a-vis Taiwan or India or something else. And so it's an important time. We should not be bailing China out. We should not be appeasing them. We shouldn't be begging for meetings like the Biden team has done, where, you know, he's just desperate to have President Biden meet Xi Jinping at APEC. This is the wrong strategy. This is the time when they are vulnerable, when we should be insisting that they improve their behavior, that they set up military hotlines with us, and that we speak over the leadership to the Chinese people and say, we're so sorry that you're going through this mess and that you live in this place. We wish that someday you could live like the free Chinese people of Taiwan. That's what we should be saying right now.
And the meeting, I understand the APEC meeting is not confirmed. 30 seconds, Mary. What does Mr. Biden hope to achieve at that meeting? Just a friendly photo op?
It seems like it's just optics for domestic political consumption in the United States. But there have been now a series of meetings at cabinet level and below where U.S. officials have been publicly humiliated by their Chinese counterparts. And it's unclear to me why we accept this behavior from Beijing when we would never accept that kind of behavior from any other nation in the world.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,